Massachusetts Inspector General Glenn Cunha, after a year-long review, concluded Dobell knowingly and willfully violated university policies by spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on travel, entertainment, and personal items, and made false or misleading statements in an attempt to justify the expenditures. Cunha wrote that Dobell's lavish and freewheeling spending during his 6 years as Westfield State president financially crippled the school's fundraising organization and resulted in little benefit to the public university. The inspector general called Dobell's behavior outrageous.
Lying to the board of trustees, encouraging family and friends to falsify government travel documents, and then taking these unwarranted privileges, like having Westfield State pay for his personal travel.
The 71-page report details more than 20 examples of misconduct by Dobell, who retired in November 2013. Among the inspector general's findings, Dobell made several trips to San Francisco where he told school officials he was meeting with potential donors. But the trips coincided with gatherings by the Bohemian Club, a private all-male club where Dobell is a member. The potential donors Dobell identified told investigators they either never met with him or the meetings were strictly social. When Dobell traveled to Cuba in 2013 with the Westfield State baseball team, he brought along six friends and had them falsely claim to be faculty members to skirt the U.S. travel ban to Cuba. Dobell claimed his overseas travels had attracted 123 international students to Westfield State, bringing in $1.2 million a year. But most of these international students are non-U.S. citizens who are permanent residents of Massachusetts and pay in-state tuition rates. Cunha found that Dobell, whose salary was more than $240,000, charged the university nearly $59,000 in 2009 and 2010 for personal items, including two Kindles, a digital Nikon camera, and an Apple laptop computer. None of the items wound up in the possession of the school.
The most important takeaway, just how his reckless spending violated the trust of the students and faculty, the board of trustees, and the taxpayers.
The inspector general is barred from disclosing if he referred the report to federal or state prosecutors.
Well, anything that we find to warrant a criminal investigation, by our statute, we refer to the AG's office or the U.S. Attorney's office. So all I can really say is we take that obligation in our statute very seriously.
A spokesman for Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley said the prosecutor's office has been briefed on the inspector general's report, has been conducting its own investigation, and anticipates additional action soon. Dobell could not be reached for comment. Last year, he answered critics of his spending habits in a video produced by a public relations firm Dobell hired to represent him.
So for all this to come back years later, anonymously through documents and have this great investigation with sensational headlines, I find extremely troubling.
Dobell, a former mayor of Pittsfield, has filed a federal court lawsuit against the former president of the Westfield State Board of Trustees and Massachusetts Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland. The suit claims Dobell's civil rights were violated when the board, under pressure from Freeland, put him on paid leave last October. Dobell retired a month later. Westfield State, in a statement on the university's website, said significant reforms had taken place in the school's financial practices. For one thing, it no longer issues credit cards to employees. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.